Well, France says Paris, London and Washington want a tough UN resolution on the handover of Syria's chemical weapons. According to a statement by the office of President François Hollande, France, Britain and the U.S. have called for, quote, a strong and robust UN resolution that sets precise and binding deadlines on the removal of Syria's chemical weapons. The statement followed a meeting of the foreign ministers of France, the U.S. and Britain. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Paris to discuss the details of a deal with Russia to move Syria's chemical weapons under international control. Kerry, his British and French counterparts William Hague and Laurent Fabio, have also attended a joint press conference in Paris. They emphasized that the crisis in Syria must be resolved politically, but once again repeated threats of military action if diplomacy fails.
We will not tolerate avoidance or anything less than full compliance by the Assad regime to the core principles of what has been achieved here. If Assad fails to comply with the terms of this framework, make no mistake, we are all agreed, and that includes Russia, that there will be consequences. The framework fully commits the United States and Russia to impose measures under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter in the event of non-compliance. And President Obama, and I have repeated his statement, has warned that should diplomacy fail, the military option is still on the table.
So we want very quickly to undertake some concrete and verifiable acts and keep in mind that all the options remain on the table if these statements were not followed by concrete actions on the field.
It is the Assad regime that has stockpiled these weapons and that has used them repeatedly against the Syrian people. So the pressure is on them to comply with this agreement in full. The world must be prepared to hold them to account if they don't. And our three countries are certainly determined to do so.
Well, to discuss that development a bit further, and I joined Mr. Christopher Walker, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us now on the line from London. Mr. Walker, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, it seemed that all three were basically on the exact same page. This was meant to be a united front, and some of their comments were literally copies of the other's comment. What really is happening here? What is the game plan here?
Well, I think they're trying to appear on the same page, but don't forget it's only France that has got full sort of permission from its parliament to go ahead with military action. The Americans have not put such a resolution to Congress, and the British parliament turned it down. So I think you've got to read behind the rhetoric here. Of course, they're going to speak like this, but robust action does not necessarily mean force. It can mean other things. It can mean very heavy sanctions. And this is really just, I think, a way of all these three countries saving their face in the face of the fact that Russia, in the, you know, person of Mr. Putin, has really taken the diplomatic initiative and holds the diplomatic cards. If Russia can keep Syria on side, there won't be any need to go beyond these resolutions and action into this robust, strong area that they've been discussing.
I'm glad you mentioned Russia, Mr. Walker, because that was brought up in this press conference as well in a negative light. You know, a journalist asked, can Russia be trusted? And, you know, Senator and U.S. Secretary of State Kerry didn't really give an outright answer at that, just saying that Russia had agreed to Chapter 7 as a consequence if Syria didn't comply with the resolution. How do you see that?
Well, one, that is in UN language, UN speak, that is a huge development that Russia has, you know, put its opinion forward on that. But as I said earlier, it's really these countries from the West trying to save face, trying not to give Mr. Putin everything, whereas the world at large sees this really as a Putin-led initiative that could solve not only the problem of the chemical weapons, it will be very difficult, but even go beyond that and lead possibly to a wider peace conference on Syria. So I wouldn't take too seriously the language. It's meant, but it's meant for public consumption. It doesn't mean any planes are revving up on any airstrips.
Fair enough. We'll leave it there for now then. That was Mr. Christopher Walker speaking to us live from London. Of course, we do appreciate your insight.